Welcome back to day six. I wanted to really edify you here for a second. You know, most people who start on a series never finish it. Over the last 5 days, you've actually probably learned more real-world practical skills that can make you money online faster than you've ever been able to make money before than you have in most courses that you've paid $500, $600, $700 for. I learned a principle a long time ago, and that it's that if you give more away for free than most people make you pay for, it's really easy to get people to want to buy stuff from you. Because what happens is they say, if I'm getting all this information for free, imagine what I'm going to get if I buy stuff, right? And that's what people do, and it makes people buy lots and lots of stuff. Think about this for a second. How does Google make its money, right? Google makes its money by offering you free services, free search, right? Free email accounts, free apps for businesses, free all sorts of email. There's all sorts of things Google does, Google Plus, nobody knows about. How does Facebook make their money? They offer a free content, free site where you can upload photos, you can share, you can connect with your friends and family, all for free. And then how do they make money? They make money from advertisers because they create the space that creates so much value that people are willing to see the advertisements. How does TV make its money? It offers you free entertainment, free news, right? Free content. And then advertisers charge. Well, what's going to really make or break you? It's going to be, are you giving enough value to people to where not only do they buy, because getting them to buy is one thing, but after they buy, do you deliver, right? After you deliver, do you keep delivering? And do you keep giving them value? And then guess what? They want to buy stuff. So hopefully you've learned a little bit. Now, this series is going to continue on. This is actually going to be about leadership and the power, the concepts that drive mastermind teams. I'm going to teach you the highest level skills for free that you'll probably ever learn in this whole industry. Not all of you are ready for these skills. And over the next few days, Dave Sharp's going to come in. We're going to come in with more content, more information, more blog posts, more autoresponders, more value, more tools, more services, all more value for those of you who decide to become our valued customers and decide to take action and, you know, stop being a wussy like we always like to say. But here's the truth. We want to help you make more money in your business. See, we realized when we started this company, we wanted to do something a little bit different. We asked the question, the critical question, right? How can we not just build a team, but how can we keep it around? How can we make people so glad that they're in business with us that they just stay with us for the rest of their lives? How can we not just get a customer, but keep a customer? And how can we help our customers get the results that we want? And what results do our customers want? And you know what we realized? Is we realized that we're serving a greater niche of people that want to make money. It's not just network marketing. It's not just affiliate marketing. It's anybody that wants to make more money in any business, who wants to have a presence online, expand their social sphere, learn how to market their products and services better, quicker, and faster, learn how to sell coaching, maybe learn how to sell books. Maybe they want to be exposed to a massive community and participate in what I like to call the power triangle. I'm going to talk about that today. We decided those are our customers. So what I want to teach you how to do today is I want to teach you the secret key to riches. All right. Now, those of you who have read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, or you've read, you know, How to Win Friends and Influence People, or you read any of these books, you're going to know some of the stuff I'm talking about. Those of you who maybe haven't been around the books, maybe haven't been around good cultures before in business, maybe these are all entirely new concepts to you. But there's a couple of them that I want to teach you that are so important to your longevity. And then, again, over the next couple of days, these are the keys. Dave Sharp's going to come back with some hard-hitting copy, some hard-hitting strategies. And when you take these keys and you apply those strategies, you are going to get some massive results using our system, using our products, and using the education that we've got in the back office. And I'm going to tell you something. The education in that members area will completely change your life if you decide to take action. Now, so let me go over some of the concepts. First concept, and this is so important. It's easier to build a team or a customer base than it is to keep them around, to keep it together. Now, first time I heard this was actually in Amway back in, I think, 2002. A guy named Ron Perrier had a team of about 500,000 people. Now, not all of you, of course, like Amway, and I'm not in Amway today. I just think I still buy Amway, I think, from my maid. Great company, right? But I heard this from a guy named Ron Perrier. It's a huge team in Amway. I don't know how big his team is, so don't quote me. You know, just he filled auditoriums of, you know, 15,000 people who just loved him all over the country. Right? A lot of people would criticize that and say, oh, look how much money he's selling the seminars for. Whatever. He's just a great guy. Now, he had these seminars full of 15,000 people. And I remember I'm sitting there, and I stayed in that company for 3.5 years, never made any money because they didn't have really good direct response. Dave Sharp's going to talk about direct response in my particular organization. They had really great culture, though. So I got in, and even though I wasn't succeeding, I stayed around. So the question is how did they do that? How did they do that? Remember what I said last video? If you can find somebody that's getting the results that you want, that you desire, the financial results you desire, the spiritual results you desire, the emotional results you desire, you can model them and you can get the results that you want. So, you know, I see this guy, and I'm seeing a guy who, maybe his marketing doesn't work very well anymore, is maybe a little antiquated, but I'm looking at these rooms full of 15,000 raving fanatical customers and fans. I'm looking at that guy and I'm saying, what did he do that I can model to get the results that I want? And those secrets are the secrets that you're going to learn a little bit of, a little smidgen of today. And if you stick around the inner circle, you stick around the mastermind, and you really become a leader here, we're going to teach you a lot more of the keys that drive this. This is a fraction of a percent of some of the stuff that you're going to learn here when you use the Empower Network products and services that we are put there to help you make more money and get more freedom in your life. All right, so it's easier to build than to keep it together. Now, at the time, I couldn't even build nothing, so I was like, yeah, good enough for him to say I can't even get anybody in, right? Because I didn't know sales. I didn't know direct response. I couldn't get anybody in. But you know what? If they got in, they stayed in. It was amazing. Even today, I got a person at Amway back in 2002. 2002, it's 2012 when I'm making this video. You might be seeing in 2013, 10 years, that guy is still in Amway. Now, I didn't get a lot of people, so I didn't make a lot of money because I didn't know direct response. Direct response is a hard skill to master, and that's why they didn't teach it. But in Power Network, what we do to offset that, we have the culture still, but what we do is we don't make you learn direct response because we create the copy that sells for you and the culture that keeps people together for you. I'm going to explain how this works. So all you got to do is focus on one thing while you're new, and then as you evolve into leaders, we lift you up and bring you into higher and higher places to help lead the company. That's what we do here, right? If you want to participate as an affiliate, of course, you're also welcome to just buy stuff at any time you choose. All right, so keep it together. It's easier to build than to keep it together. But then I started building an organization when I finally figured it out. And you know what I saw? That because I wasn't doing the things that he was doing, remember, you got to model somebody getting the results that you want to achieve the success you desire, right? So I'm sitting there, and I'm not modeling this guy where I did learn these strategies from, but I'm getting a lot of people in, and they're just dropping out like flies. And I started asking myself the question, how come, even though I'm helping these people make money, I'm helping them get results, and this wasn't an Empower Network, this is before the advent of this, right? This is probably 2 years ago. I said, how come these people won't stay in? I was getting people to stay in Amway for 10 years, and then I realized something. I wasn't getting them to keep stay in Amway. They were staying in Amway because of the culture, right? And then I started to realize that the real residual income is not in the direct response. That's just the front end. The real residual income, the real leveraged income, is in building a culture and building a mastermind team within that culture and building an inner circle. And I'm going to talk about all these concepts just to tad bit today. I'm going to tell you how to keep a huge team together. I'm going to tell you how to get 15,000 people show up at a meeting, and I'm telling you we will do it here. Now, let me explain some of these concepts here. So it's easier to build than to keep it together, all right? Here's the next key. Here's the next key. If you want your organization to grow, you've got to get it to duplicate. Now, a lot of people think that the online marketing space can't duplicate, and it's because they don't know how to do it. One of the fanatical weird things that happened at Empower Network, it was the only online company in the online marketing direct response front-end proposal space that had ever duplicated, right? We saw a lot of companies over the years that kind of grew, and they got a lot of customers, and they're gone, right? And they grew, and nobody had success. Or five people were making money, and nobody else. And here in Empower Network, we came out 2 months, 70 people had made $5,000. It grew fast, and it wasn't just people that had success before. It wasn't just people with big lists. It was a lot of people, and it's going to be a lot more in the remainder of 2012. If you see this in 2013, you'll know, looking back at the history, what we're going to do. But why did it do that? It's because the organization duplicated. It actually grew. Like, you visualize where customers are referring other customers, even with no compensation, and affiliates are coming in, and they're referring, and people are going crazy and getting in. It was amazing. right, in the last couple of months. So how did we do that? How did we do that? Well, in order to get something to duplicate, it has got to be focused on simplicity, right? See, a lot of people, they're going to go back, and they're going to go through these videos, and they're going to say, just give me the meat and potatoes, you know? I want to make money. Just give me the facts. And they're going to miss the big thing for the little thing. Because let me tell you something, folks. The facts are not what make you the money. It's the concepts, it's the principles, it's the teams, it's the people. Remember that this is a people business. It doesn't even matter if you don't ever talk to your customer, right? It is a people business, right? Even though it's online, even if you're not picking up the phone, even if you're using direct response, it is a people business that's motivated by personal psychology, personal desires, personal interests, personal desires for liberty that people have all around the world. That is what motivates the growth, is the desire that people have to own and control their own destinies and lives and to be a part of something that's not just them, but that's bigger than them, right? That's big, part of a big vision. And that is the big thing, and the facts are the little thing. I'm just telling you, it's just the way it is. Why? Because I'll tell you something, folks. One thing that facts don't do, let me just tell you something, that facts, here's the thing that they do not do. They don't convince people of anything. All they do is solidify opinions. Facts never change people's minds, right? I'll prove it to you, right? Facts don't convince people. Facts don't keep people around. People don't remember facts. They don't even remember them, right? Do you remember what you learned in high school? No, but I bet you remember a lot of stories from high school, don't you? Facts don't convince. They don't keep you around. They don't make people remember stuff. And facts change, don't they? Now, some people say, no, Dave, the facts don't change. Otherwise, they're not facts. Well, absolutely, yes, they do change, because you go back 100 years, you look at what the scientific facts were back in, you know, 1900, and aren't they a little bit different today? You know, first we had Newtonian physics as an example, right? Then we had Einstein coming out with the theory of relativity, and then Einstein didn't believe in quantum mechanics, and now quantum mechanics, a lot of aspects of that are completely replacing what Einstein said. The universe is adapting and changing people's opinions. So maybe we don't have the real facts, but that's why the facts always change. And did you know the facts in this industry are just tactics, right? I could explain the tactics to you on a napkin, right? But everybody wants to know the tactics. They're like, all right, how do I do SEO? Because they think that that's the secret, right? And here's the truth. I don't do any SEO. I understand it. I used to do it. I did it until I had money. Why would I do SEO? See, here's the truth. There's a lot of people who are experts in SEO in India. In India, great country, this is not detrimental. These are guys that work hard for very little money, and you could get a full-time SEO person who's good for $2 to $5 an hour, right? So if that's true and you're making $15 an hour, why would you do SEO? So obviously, the tactics don't matter. People say, well, PPC is the key. Now, here's the truth, folks. There are PPC experts. They're a little more expensive than the SEO guys usually, but you can find people who will manage your you always want to oversee them a little bit, but you want to do paid strategies. People will manage and scale these out for you for $5, $10 an hour, right? People think, well, how do I set it up? How do I set it up? Folks, people will set stuff up for $2, $3 an hour in different parts of the world. Now, some people are going to say, oh, Dave, you're belittling people by saying you should pay. I'm not saying you should pay them that. I'm just telling what I'm telling you what they're willing to work for, right, all around the world. So if the tactics were the secret, wouldn't all these people in India be making $100,000 a month? They're a lot better at tactics than you and I are ever be. They have to be to survive, right? So if tactics then are not the key, what is the key? The key is leadership, vision, principle, motivational psychology. Communicating and uplifting human beings is the key. Now there's a concept that has driven my success, and it's two concepts together actually, but I'm going to start with concept number one. Concept number one is what I call the power triangle. It is more important than SEO, more important than PPC, it's more important than blogging, it's more important than any of the tactics that we do, because the tactics, they will alter and change as time goes by. But let me tell you something, this will not change, the power triangle. Now I've talked about this in all sorts of training, so you may have seen it or heard about it before, and I draw it out in a couple different ways, so maybe you haven't seen it like this. The power triangle, it essentially tells you how to leverage yourself, all right, through communities, all right? Now, here's the way the power triangle works. In any group of people in the world, in any niche, in any sphere, there are people that have the power that you need to lift up your business, to lift up your life, to lift up your relationships, to get people to trust you, right? And here's the way that it works on a rudimentary scale. We have you, and you have your prospects over here, right? And then you have the person who's powerful, or the group that has power. You have the power. I'll just say the power, right? And it's not you, right? It's somebody, something, someone else, a group, something else other than you, right? Why? Because if you go as a standalone entity, guess what you don't have when you start? You don't have power with that prospect. Why? Because it doesn't matter if you got the lines. It doesn't matter how smooth you are on the phone. It doesn't matter how good of a speaker you are. A lot of people say, I want to be a public speaker. I want to be a public speaker. I want to be a public speaker. But they don't understand this, and they can't get in front of people ever because of it. But here's the truth. This person, this entity, has power and influence. You don't. Right? You say, but I'm a doctor. Well, then you might have power and influence in the medical community. But in the marketing community, do you have power and influence right now? Now, some of y'all do, and you're just here to learn and edify, uplift your skill. We got people in Empower Network making several hundred thousand dollars a month. A few of them. We got a lot of people making money who are part of this, right, who make money in a lot of different things. But here's the truth, right? You might have medical influence, and you don't have respect in marketing, right? And then you have your prospect. And if you go to your prospect and you dump the respect on them, you dump the info on them, you dump the facts on them, guess what happens? And he don't listen to you. Why? Because he says, well, okay, well, let me ask you some questions. And you're new, and plus you got to answer questions. And he said, well, let me ask you some questions. And, how much money are you making? Well, I'm a doctor. Okay, well, how much money are you making doing this? I bet you make a lot being a doctor. And they say, well, blah, 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 and they dodge the question. Right? Why? Because they don't have credibility here. So how could you go out and try to make a course or a book, right? Why would anybody want to buy it if you're making it and you actually didn't have any success using that stuff? Does that make sense to you? See, writing a book before you're successful is not ethical. You want to have the success the legitimate way, and then you use that to expand your power. Now, how do you have success the legitimate way? Well, your prospect, he says, nope, sorry, I ain't going to listen to you. We got a lot of people in attraction marketing that are really in liar marketing, right? Let me show you how to get 50 leads a day. Well, have you ever done that one? Well, no, but I went to a webinar, right? Why would anybody ever want to buy that from you? Did that make sense to you at all? Do you understand why we don't want to be liars, right? A lot of people are liars. So you got to, number one, tell the truth. And you can't be honest and get prospects when you're new. And most y'all are new or you've never made money, so you don't have credibility. So what do? Well, what you've got to do is you've got to borrow the power of a third party, right? You borrow this until you have your own power. And then you don't send your prospects to you, you send them to the third party. But here's what happens, and this is the key. What happens is you send this prospect to this third party here, and this person, they listen to. Why? Because they got the results that you want. They got the results that this person wants. And the person goes to this powerful entity, this powerful book, audio, CD, video, course, boot camp. And you know what they say? They say, well, how much money? This guy's making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. This guy's built teams of 15,000 people in 2 months. This guy has had sites in the top 500 sites in the States, the top 300 sites in the States. This guy gets millions of visitors a week to his sites. And obviously, that's not just me, but that's the perception, right? It's the whole team that does that. But this person says, how did you do that? So now what happens is you send your prospects to somebody that they'll respect. Now, isn't that better than lying? And you know what the funny thing is? It works better too, right? Because when you're new, if you try to do what I'm doing, nobody will listen to you. And they didn't listen to me either when I tried it when I was new. So I edified other people and sent people to other people's stuff for a long time. Now, here's the key. That's got to work, right? And the reason why it's got to work is from, Dave's going to go over this strong copy, right? Good culture and good direct response. But here's the key. Because you're borrowing the credibility, you don't have to have any. You don't have to be good at direct response. You don't have to have strong copy and language if you're part of the Empower Network, of course, which hopefully you are now, if you're not hitting the button down there and and just get in, right? But here's the reality. What does this allow you to do? It allows you to sell stuff when you're busted, when you're a doctor who's made money there but never made money here, when you've had success in another industry but have no credibility whatsoever here, you can still sell stuff. Why? By leveraging the power of a third party. It is completely superior, and it's the only honest way to get started in the marketing industry. If you're trying to get started by being a guru, you are not being honest, unless you have that credibility. You've got to be honest, or people will not maintain a relationship with you, right? You've got to deliver, right? But here's the next key. So this works, but you know what the next thing happens? See, this isn't going to make you rich, right? Why? Because you need exposure to be rich. This is what's going to make you rich. What's going to make you rich is the power that you're sending people to. This is what's going to happen. They're going to say, who is this guy? Why? Don't you think, as an example, here, with the list of hundreds of thousands of people that we got, with between Dave and myself and all the people here at Empower Network, with the community of tens of thousands of active customers and affiliates, don't you think that we want to lift people up and create success stories, right? So if you have a success story from us, guess what happens? We then take our power and we give it to you. Folks, that is how you break through. And what happens? How do we give you that power? We take you and we lift you up as an example of edification in front of 15,000, 20,000 people, 50,000 people, right? And why is that important? Because all of a sudden, now, we won't do that till you deserve it, right? You got to make some money here. You got to sell some stuff here. You got to produce some results that we can see for you to do that. It's going to take some work and some dedication to break through, right? And you might make $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, maybe even 10 or 20 before you break through. Who knows? You might struggle for a little while learning the skills till you break through, but we'll say, who is this guy? We'll bring you out on stage. We'll bring you out in front of people. We'll bring you out and get you in videos and get you in audios and get you in the inner circle and get 10,000 inner circle members driving around their cars listening to you driving around town. And you know what happens is all of a sudden, two things happen. Number one, you become the power, right? Number two, your confidence will just skyrocket. Number three, you got permanent social proof, permanent, when this happens, all right? And guess what happens is then you become the power triangle. Your people. Yeah, you don't have to invent your own stuff and invent your own products even to do this. And you got their prospects. And now guess what happens? Now this is the magical key and this is why this works. Because then all of a sudden, your people go crazy edifying you to their prospects. And all of a sudden, you got this army of thousands of people talking about you all the time. So they can create the success that they want. Now, what do you think happens to your marketing when you've all of a sudden got thousands of people writing articles about you, thousands of people making videos about you, thousands of people talking about you on Facebook, and we'll give that to you here. What do you think happens to your marketing? I'll tell you what happens is all of a sudden things that used to be difficult are all of a sudden easy. But then here's what happens. What's the next step? Well, the next step is you get pulled into a mastermind, right? Because here's the truth, and I just want to be honest with you guys here. A lot of people think that because they're in something, that they deserve all this time, energy, and attention. And the reality is they don't, right? People who understand business understand that time, energy, and attention from successful people can be paid for, and it's expensive or earned, right? For me, I don't actually lend out my time and attention anymore because it's not worth it to me. If I'm going to make $5,000 a day, right, without giving people personal attention for, you know, $1,000 an hour or whatever, why would I do that? It doesn't make any sense because over here I'm just working with people who are leverage points. I might be working with somebody every day who makes me $1,000 a day because they're such a powerful leader. Why would I not spend all my time and energy attention with that person? Does that make sense to you? Right? So in marketing, you got to earn it, right? And how do you earn it? You produce. But here's what happens. We edify you, but then you don't go off and do some old crazy thing and abuse it, right? Like some people do. What you do is you say, I'm going to do this on a whole new level, right? And these people edify you and you edify the power, whoever it is. It might not be, it might be, you know, Lawrence or Toby and Layla or Tracy Walker, right? Ola and Shola. Might be any of the leaders, John and Rose, we got here, right? You're edifying them. But then you know what happens, right? And this is magical. And then you edify whoever, you know, whoever it is. And you know what happens is this person gives you more power, more influence. And then it just keeps increasing. But then here's the next gate. As you get pulled into an inner circle, right? Now, we have a product called the inner circle. Why? Because personally, I will not work with anybody who is not a minimum on the basic membership and the inner circle. I will give them no personal attention. Why? Because, folks, this is our core products, right? If somebody's not willing to buy the things that they're selling, if they're not willing, do they have to buy? No, they don't have to buy them. But will I give somebody personal attention who does not buy them? Well, no, I won't, because it shows me they don't believe enough in their business to invest in their education. So if they're not going to invest in their education, which is free, right, how can I help them, right? Or not free, if they're not, it was cheap, how can I help them? If I get on the phone, I'm going to tell them what's in the inner circle. Why would I tell them something they could listen to in an audio? I'm going to refer them to the audio. If they don't have it, I can't help them, right? So I won't help somebody who's not in the inner circle. That's why we call it the inner circle, right? But a real inner circle you get pulled into. Why? Because successful people like being surrounded by people who are successful. And there's a concept called a mastermind that will break you through in your business. And I'll tell you, you want to do everything you can do to get into the real mastermind here at Empower Network. Now, there's few people, right, that are really out there doing it. And we don't let anybody even around it. And this is the beginning of it. We don't even let anybody around it unless they've made at least $5,000 here, right, by selling this stuff. But I'm telling you something, you get around this inner circle, here's what happens, is the ideas that influence the energy of people that get the results that you want are constantly around you, constantly uplifting you, constantly drawing you in and pulling you in and pulling you closer and lifting you up. And by doing that, why do they do that? Because that lifts them up. Now, don't you think that's a win-win there? If we pull you up, we get lifted up. That is how you build success in this industry, right? But then here's the key. You start getting pulled in this inner circle, and the ideas and the mindsets and the concepts you're going to learn are going to start to shift and change. And you're going to learn, you got to fight a little bit even to stay in it. Why? Because, folks, if we're running 1,000 miles an hour, and you come up there and you're running, and then you're like, forget it, and you don't keep growing, it's going to be hard to stay around that group. Why? Because we're constantly evolving, moving, and changing, right? And we want to lift people up who are willing to earn it. But here's what happens is all of a sudden, your whole energy about business will change. Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich said, the inner circle, the mastermind, is the concepts that builds billion-dollar empires. It is the concept. One person cannot do on their own what a group of people can do. What did Jesus say? He said, where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst of them. Why did he say that? Because one person on their own cannot do what a group can do. Right now, you don't have to be Christian to believe that. I don't go to Christian church or read the Bible. I just know that saying because it's true. Right? Now, here's the truth and the reality. Right? Is where 5 or 10 or 12 or 15 people are gathered with one message and a unified vision. You can do things by being unified that are more powerful than if you're doing things perfectly right. Because you cannot accomplish what an army of people's influence can lift you up in accomplishing. So how do you do it? You get your butt in here, you buy the stuff, and you fight your way into the inner circle. I'll tell you a story about first time I got in an inner circle that changed my life. I had a sponsor and a thing, and called him up, and I said, hey, buddy, want to introduce myself. I just joined your team. And he said, okay, cool. And he said, anything else? And I said, well, no. What should I do? And he said, well, just, you know, be on the webinars and stuff. He didn't think I was going to stay around, right? So I said, well, okay, what else? He says, well, market every day. I said, okay. Hung up the phone, right? Called him again like a month later. I brought in, you know, like 5 people or 10 people or something. And I said, hey, just wanted to call you back, see if I can get some help on a couple things. And he said, well, I don't have time right now. Who is this? And I said, oh, it's Dave Wood again. He said, oh, okay. And he said, hey, call me back. How many people you brought in? I said, well, like, you know, 5, 10. And he says, call me back when you brought in 30 or 40. I hung up the phone. Then all of a sudden, I called him back. And he says, this Dave Wood? I said, yeah. He said, Dave Wood, I'm making money from you every day. Because he's getting these commissions. And he says, what are you doing? And I said, well, this is what I'm doing. He says, I want to introduce you to some people. Right? Then all of a sudden, I got around some powerful people. I had a huge database, huge influence. And they say, what are you doing? I notice you down there because we're making money from you every day. What are you doing? I said, well, I'd be happy to teach everybody if you want. I say, can I sell something if I do? And they say, well, yeah. So I got in front of a group of people. Why? Because of the power. And then all of a sudden, my ideas and concepts that worked very well on a small scale, like these concepts I'm teaching you, now I got to teach it on a large scale. And guess what happened? What happened is my life changed. Because my income went from $3,000 a month to $30,000 in a month. That's how fast. Now it stayed there for a while until I learned some more skills. I had to learn how to build my own inner circle to get it to $3,000 a day, right? But I went from $3,000 to $30,000 a month in 1 week, right? Now, how did I do that? Was there a strategy? Was there a fact that did that? Well, no. There was a community of power that did that because you don't hold the power that you need. Now, that is a frustrating concept for a lot of people because they say, well, I hold all the power I need. No, you don't. You don't, right? And I didn't. Now I do. Eventually, you do. But what is the power that you need? You need a massive sphere of relationships, a massive one, a massive sphere of trust. You need it if you want success. Now, how are you going to create that? Well, you could do it the dribbly-drobbly way over years and years and years of pain, or you can participate in the power triangle. What's the most powerful community online right now? It is the Empower Network. Why? We got the most customers. We're having the most success. More people are making money. Imagine getting involved with something where you can earn 100% commissions by selling stuff that actually doesn't suck. What if you could get involved in a team of people, a visionary group of human beings that have no other intention but to empower you and to lift you up in whatever business that you're in? What if, not only could you do that, but you could sell products and services where you don't have to be the salesperson, you don't have to do the training, you don't have to understand these concepts. When you're new, we will teach them to you as time goes by to get the results that you want. What if you decide to lock arms with us and fight the forces of evil and decide that for a change, you're going to be the power? Why do I say that? Because it's your turn now, isn't it? If you ain't in Empower Network, just get in. Just get in. Hit the button or the link or whatever's there and just join. And what's joining mean? Well, in my opinion, and this isn't the fact because you don't have to buy everything here if you don't want to have success, I'll say, but if you don't want, you don't have to buy everything here, right? But my opinion is come in and buy all the products that you can and don't just buy them and put them on the shelf and say, oh, there's another training course I bought. Buy them and go through them for an hour a day for the next 90 days. And I promise you if you do that and apply them for another hour and then maybe increase your work to 2 or 3 hours a day applying what you've learned, it will change your life. And you know what will happen? It will help you hold your organization together because it's easier to build it than to keep it together because we'll help build it for you. But if you want to build something that's still around in a long time, let's lock arms and fight the forces of evil. My friend, this is Dave Wood. Tomorrow and over the next few days, or it might be in 2 or 3 days, you're going to get to hear from Dave Sharp on some powerful concepts that are leadership strategies to help you advance to a new level. Now, if you liked what you learned here and you want to get more results, even if you're in the Empower Network, make it sure you're at a minimum on the basic and the inner circle products. Now, after you buy those products, right, we're going to help educate you. The inner circle is an ongoing educational product that helps educate you on direct response marketing, on how to place ads, on the concepts, the psychology, the stories that are going to lift you and edify you. You can listen to in your car in your downtime when you're driving around. We've talked about it a lot. I'd encourage you to get the Costa Rica Mastermind Intensive if this concept was more your style, right? Because that product is a leaders-only product. It's only for leaders. It's not for wussies, okay? So if you're a leader and you really want to learn some powerful strategies, get the Costa Rica Mastermind Intensive Retreat. Be back here every day watching your email like a goon. You're obsessed with it. And we will help lift you up. I'm David, and I am the Empower Network with you, with Dave Sharp, with all of you. Let's take it to the top. See you soon, my friend.